Lando looked at him in surprise.
"Stop them running," he echoed.
"You got it," Han confirmed. "All of them are going to be near a bridge or control wing. If they can burn through enough equipment and wiring, it should knock out a whole lot of them."
Lando exhaled noisily, tilting his head sideways in a familiar gesture of reluctant acceptance.
"You're the boss," he said, fingers moving over the comm keyboard. "I just hope you know what you're doing. Ready?"
Han braced himself.
"Do it!"
Lando keyed a final section of code, and beneath them, the frigate twitched. Not a big twitch, not at first. But as the seconds passed, it became increasingly clear that something down there was wrong. The main engines flickered a few times and then died amid short bursts from the auxiliaries. Its drive toward the perimeter fighting faltered, its etheric control surfaces kicking in and then out again, striving to change course in random directions. The big ship floundered almost to a halt. And suddenly, the side of the hull directly opposite the mole miner's position erupted in a brilliant burst of flame.
"Ha! It's cut all the way through,"
Lando gasped, his tone not sure whether to be proud or dismayed by his handiwork. A TIE fighter, perhaps answering a distress call from the stormtroopers inside, swept directly into the stream of superheated plasma before it could maneuver away. It emerged from the other side, its solar panels blazing with fire, and exploded.
"It's working,"
Wedge called, sounding awed.
"Look, it's working."
Han looked up from the frigate. All around them, all throughout the orbit dock area, ships that had been making for deep space were suddenly twisting around like metallic animals in the throes of death. All of them with tongues of flame shooting from their sides.